Well, when you think about world records in running, you might think about races on the roads or maybe the track, but world records can also be set on treadmills, which a lot of runners use to train during the winter. Here and Now's Karen Miller Medson has the story.
Runner set, go!
That sound, the whir of a treadmill motor and the rapid-fire thump of feet smacking the belt, was also the sound of a world record run this weekend. That's when 23-year-old Tyler Andrews, a native of Massachusetts who trains year-round in the mountains of Ecuador, crushed the current half-marathon treadmill world record by more than 11 seconds, running to raise awareness for Strive, an organization that brings student-athletes to Peru and South America to train and to take part in community development programs. Surrounded by fans and curious onlookers at Marathon Sports in downtown Boston, the minutes ticked by, and so did the miles.
8 miles in 4:40:53. That was a 5:05 mile. He's now 17 seconds under world record pace.
But, as in most long-distance races, this record was not going to come easily. By mile 12 of the 13.1-mile distance, Tyler was grimacing, and his pace had slowed.
12 miles, 101:52. 6 seconds above world record pace. He needs to run a five-minute last mile to do it.
In the end, Tyler succeeded, running the last mile in a blazing 4:58, giving him a finishing time of 1 hour, 7 minutes, and 19 seconds.
That beats the listed world record by 12 seconds.
And with that, Tyler collapsed. When he got up a few minutes later, I congratulated him.
Thank you. Thank you guys for coming here.
So what does it feel like? You just set a world record by about 12 seconds, and you looked like you were in pain at the end. How are you feeling now?
Yeah, that about sums it up. I don't think anybody, you know, except maybe Haile Gebrselassie, really looks good while they're finishing a long race. So it feels good. I think it'll sink in later, but for right now, I just feel like I ran really hard for 67 minutes, and I feel like I just want to sit down for a little while. And I'd also never really run a real race before on the treadmill, so that was also a new thing that we were adding this time.
Your feet at the end kind of looked like you'd never run a race on the treadmill. How painful was that?
Yeah, I got a kind of nasty blister on my right big toe there that was bleeding through my shoe a bit, I guess. I've never lost a race in those shoes, so those are kind of my lucky shoes.
Now, you did set a world record, but you had unofficially set a world record in November. Is it true that you had run a world record without really even knowing it?
Yeah, so that's kind of how this all started. Back in November, I was doing a fundraiser for Strive, and I ran 66 minutes at 5-minute pace, so I ended up passing the half marathon in about 105:30.
So you mentioned Strive, which is the company that you co-own. Tell us about what Strive is and why you are running for Strive.
We arrange international community service trips for high school and college students. And for me, as both an athlete and someone who's been really passionate about service and international aid work for a long time, that melds really well for me because it kind of balances the selfish nature of athletics versus like the selfless nature of service.
And so now what's next? You have bleeding feet, you're nauseous, you're looking just a little pale. What's next in your running agenda?
I'll travel back down to Quito, Ecuador. That's where I've been training. And I'll come back about the week of the Boston Marathon, so mid-April.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
That's Tyler Andrews speaking with Here and Now's Karen Miller Medson. And Meghna, if I were running a marathon, I would spend the time in Ecuador. Forget about the inside and the treadmill. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.